Now, more on the 2,500 junior doctors who have issued notice they will walk off the job on May the 7th after receiving what they say is an unacceptable pay offer from Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand. It is more bleak news for workers in the health sector, of course. Yesterday, we reported on Health New Zealand's bid to reduce its deficit by cracking down on staff overtime and closing down some vacant roles. Former Te Whatu Ora chair Rob Campbell says the agency has the wrong priorities and is not advocating hard enough for its health workers. He joins us now. Kia ora. Good morning, Rob.
Kia ora, Tom.
Well, it's a tricky one for them, isn't it? Because it's got to settle these pay rounds.
Yeah, well, it's part of this problem of public sector bargaining generally. Everyone talks about it being bargaining in good faith, but the truth is that the people who are doing the negotiating are under very tight instructions, and there's always too many cooks in the broth. There'll be the minister's office, there'll be the ministry, there'll be no doubt Treasury expressing a view on this, and the negotiators will, Te Whatu Ora, in fact, have very little room to move. But this is, a tragedy, really, isn't it? We're deepening the lack of trust amongst the staff and between the staff and management of Te Whatu Ora at the very time when that trust is most needed.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that a whole lot of doctors are going into bat for those who doctors that are getting pay rises are going into bat by going on strike for those, a small number, who aren't, who are at the, I guess, the more junior end. That does suggest they're at least there's some solidarity there.
Oh, look, there is solidarity, and I think you see that right through the health sector as various bits of it have their negotiations. The people do stick together very strongly, and look, that's a great thing to have, but it's not a solution to the health workforce issues that we have, which can only be solved by people working together. And this notion that you can't keep running into these roadblocks and promote division is exactly the wrong way to go about it.
So what do you make then, of the exact of the slicing and dicing of the pie, so to speak, that Te Whatu Ora seems to have gone with this idea of reducing a smaller number of very more junior doctors? They don't get as much of a pay rise when they come on. I mean, that strategy, what do you make of that?
Well, to be fair, the Te Whatu Ora management's obviously under a lot of pressure, but one of the problems with Te Whatu Ora has been that it is too obedient to its political masters. At some stage, the leadership of an organisation like Te Whatu Ora has to stand up for its staff, not stand over its staff, and they haven't yet learned that. So look, there is a bit of a divide and rule in it, and it's exactly the wrong way to go about things.
Well, they might look at your example. I mean, yours was slightly different because you made some political comments, didn't you? But I mean, do they want to put their head above the parapet, so to speak?
Oh, look, you know, it's only a job at the end of the day. And if few people lose their jobs, there's plenty of people losing their jobs now. Maybe just it's the wrong ones. And in fact, some of the people in the leadership of the organisation should, as I say, be standing up saying, this is wrong, here's what we need. And they need to bring the staff in. You can't solve these problems by devising solutions in the head office and then trying to negotiate collective bargaining with unions to get their acquiescence to them. That's no way to progress, and we're seeing the results right across the workforce.
Yeah, so how would you then build that trust with the workforce and management, get them on the same page, so to speak? What's something you could do?
Well, it's not going to turn around quickly after the years they've been treated this way, but the thing you have to do is to bring the organisations of employees, both professional and union organisations, into the tent, involve them in the policy decisions that are being made, work with them rather than against them. And that just hasn't been done, unfortunately. And until you do that, the trust will just continue to deteriorate.
And just finally on the issue of the strike, a doctor's strike is always a major step, right? This will be causing some, you know, that the Te Whatu Ora says it's going to have this covered, and the unions say that they'll have it covered, but that's going to be a stressful day.
Yeah, it'll be a very stressful day for a lot of people. But, you know, some of this is partly just the theatre of state sector collective bargaining. I think there'll be a lot happen between now and the date of the actual strike. But it's nevertheless not something that should be taken lightly, because these people did not join the profession and do the training they've done and do the jobs that they've done in order to be walking out on strike. So there's some serious things wrong when this is happening.
Thank you for your comments. That is former Te Whatu Ora chair Rob Campbell.